Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 22nd, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Labor organizations accuse business leaders of intensifying what they call a brutal and coward retrenchment of workers amid calls for President Mugabe to intervene to stop massive job cuts.
Yesterday we had over 800 people, and today we are receiving more reports that termination is intensifying. I think the situation is going ahead unabated as we speak.
The widow of Patrick Nabanyama, who disappeared more than 15 years ago after being allegedly kidnapped by suspected war veterans, says she's worried about the disappearance of activist Itai Dzamara.
And 16 vendors who were arrested last week following clashes with municipal police in Harare today appealed to the court's ruling denying them bail, arguing they will not interfere with witnesses.
Because of lack of alternative sources of livelihood, the vendors continue to flock back into the city. So every day, you have a situation whereby the vendors are back in the street.
These stories and much, much, much more coming up.
Labor organizations are accusing business leaders of intensifying what they call a brutal and coward retrenchment of workers amid calls for President Robert Mugabe to intervene to stop massive job cuts that have seen nearly 900 workers being laid off since Friday. The job cuts follow a Supreme Court ruling 5 days ago that employers' contracts can be terminated after a 3-month notice without offering any retrenchment package. Business leaders, though, are accusing the workers of exaggerating the figures to force government to change the Labor Act. But Labor Minister Priska Mfumira says the judgment has opened floodgates for employers to terminate workers' contracts.
Yesterday, some government ministers and labor leaders agreed to request Mr. Mugabe to evoke his presidential powers to stop the massive retrenchment. Mr. Mugabe returned to Harare this morning from Malabo, Equatorial Guinea, where he chaired an African Union conference on Ebola. Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Union Secretary General Japhet Moyo tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the situation is worsening for labor.
Workers are being terminated as of today. Yesterday we had over 800 people. And today we are receiving more reports that termination is intensifying, as you're saying it. I think the situation is going ahead unabated as we speak. Very unfortunate, really.
We understand that some workers have been coming to your offices. What are they telling you?
They are showing us the letters they were given by the employers and told that they should not be reporting for duty. They'll be able to collect their dues up to the end of October. So they are not given even 3 months cash. They've been told to go home, and then they will be able to be told when to collect their cash in bits and pieces.
But business leaders are saying, Mr. Moyo, they are struggling and they have excess workers, and this is why they've resorted to retrenching some of them.
No, this is not a retrenchment, really. This is merely laying off people without money. The labor laws in this country do allow for social justice to take place at the workplace.
That was Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Union Secretary General Japhet Moyo speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. Responding, Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce President David Norupiri tells a Blessing that he has not received any reports of massive retrenchments.
I have not yet heard of cases of that nature, which I can confirm that that's the official position. But what I know, of course, there was a judgment which was done and which was passed in favor of the employer. That was a court case which was heard. But of late, the numbers which you are being told, I don't have those figures officially. To me, it may sound very, very unusual because it's something which we may say it's really something which cannot be done within a very short space of time like that.
But what is the way forward? Are you talking with government and labor about this issue? Because it appears labor is panicking.
It's not only that issue. Yes, the government is actually in the process of revisiting the whole Labor Act. Government and business, they are actually in the process of doing that. So it's not really an issue which we can say it has driven the panic in industry, because the Labor Act was actually being revisited. And the talks are going on between government and business on as far as the Labor Act is concerned. Yes, business has been crying all along to say, look, it's unfair. The Labor Act is actually in favor of the employee, and the government opened the discussion, and those discussions have been going on.
That was Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce President David Norupiri speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
In Harare, Public Service and Labor Minister Prisca Mfumira told Parliament today that government is talking to its tripartite negotiating forum or TNF partners over the Supreme Court ruling. Mfumira noted that the Attorney General is studying the judgment. Our correspondent Ivan Chifera reports from the capital.
Responding to questions from lawmakers in a weekly question time session in Zimbabwe's National Assembly, Mfumira said government is worried about the ruling that has so far seen more than 700 workers thrown out of employment since its delivery last Friday. Kwazana East lawmaker Nelson Chamisa was the first to question Mfumira about the Supreme Court judgment. Mfumira said government is talking with its TNF partners with a view to come up with a position that is favorable to all parties. Mfumira added that government was in the process of amending labor laws in the country.
We want a win-win situation. When we are talking about tripartism, it's equality. Not that one is a master of the other one. The judgment is being reviewed by the Attorney General and the other legal departments within government, and we'll come up with a position shortly.
But as Mfumira was in the National Assembly, the Zimbabwe Labour Centre condemned the ruling, said it had provided an opportunity for employers to get rid of workers. Centre Board Director and University of Zimbabwe Law Lecturer Munyaradzi Gwisai told journalists that the judgment is a big blow to workers.
It does away with the entire core of labour law that has been built in this country since 1980, what was called the Employment Act number. But the ultimate real solution is that the working class cannot expect their deliverance from former judges. The working class cannot expect their deliverance from autocratic dictatorships that have rigged and stolen elections for the last 35 years.
He added the judgment had opened gates for workers to be hired on cheap labor and to be dismissed cheaply. He further said permanent employment was no longer guaranteed in Zimbabwe. Though the center called on President Robert Mugabe to intervene, Gwisai said there is need for finding more solutions to this labor crisis.
Liberation and emancipation for the working class is an act of self-liberation.
The judgment by the Supreme Court was delivered after two former Zuar Petroleum managers, Don Nyamande and Kingston Donga, challenged the termination of their contracts by their employer. Apart from the indigenization law, investors have over the years complained about the country's labor laws, saying they overly protect employees. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.